WH. WH.
4DYH, again, 4UBG.
1WD40YH.
How are you doing that? What was that? Was that the ham fest thing that's coming up?
Gonna be the 12th of September.
One-nine repeater, Mount Mitchell machine the other day, and they trying to get something going to where they do like tailgate thing going, like I guess every other weekend or every weekend or something. They go out and set up in some parking lot somewhere and sell stuff that way. That way they can still do their social distance and all that stuff.
Well, we'll have an outdoor flea market and an indoor flea market with vendors, so there's plenty of social distancing capacity in the facility, and we're hoping that we can have a good showing.
It's going to be the same place it was last year.
Piedmont's Interstate Fairgrounds over in Spartanburg.
Yeah, I got there a little bit late last year, but it still turned out pretty good, compared to, you know, some of the places, that they was talking about didn't hardly have anybody. But, yeah, they was still a lot of people there when I got there last year. And I enjoyed it. Look forward to it this year. And how did you get that one to pull up? Is that any one of the DTS tones anywhere from 94 to 99 or something like that?
That one was 94 pound, and you're welcome to play it anytime you want. Matter of fact, I would encourage it.
95, 96, 97, 98, 99, dude. Is that for different announcements, or is that the same thing?
Announcements. One of them is the club meeting information, which we will change again for the next meeting. One is the mini field day, and one is for looking for net controllers, and I can't remember what the other one's for. Play them. That's what they're there for.
I'll have to do that, man. I'll have to check it out, and have to do that one day. You know, that works out pretty good when you do the announcements and stuff, you know, especially when people are listening. But, yeah, that's, Dave's done pretty good with that thing, man. He's got that thing up and running pretty good now. I like it. I like it how he does the check-ins and all that stuff, too, by giving the net report every afternoon. That's, compared to what it was a year or two ago, I like it.
Awesome job, and I'm looking forward to continuing the process and making any improvements we need to make the ones of you that use the machine happy. That's our goal. It wouldn't be no good at all if wasn't nobody talking on it.
I like that machine, man. That machine's pretty good. I use that machine now more than I do probably any one of the rest of them. I mean, I used to get on the K9OH repeater, but I don't know. They kind of made me mad with that one, and I ain't been back on it no more since. You know, they save you out on the road, and you see bad weather or whatever, you know, to report it, and that's what I did. And I don't know. I had somebody come back to me and said they was wondering who I was, and, you know, everything like that. And I was like, okay, well, throwing questions out there like that, you know, it just, you know, makes me feel like it, you know, not to use it. Well, I ain't worried about it. So I ain't been back on that machine. I probably haven't been on that machine probably 8 months before the storm took down the antenna up there, or took down the tower that the antenna was on. And sometimes I listen to it, but I don't ever keep talking to nobody on it no more.
to you. What I would tell you is don't let one person mess up your experience on things. So kind of think of it that way. I don't mean to run, but she just come told me I got supper to go eat. So I'm going to go eat that, and then I'll be back and around the radio. You out for a while?
In the yard here, I just pulled back in the carport, and I got the back of the car sticking out the carport. But let me tell you something, man. It blew my mind last night. I was scrolling through the frequencies on my Kenwood TS-2000 in the house, and I come across Knoxville, Tennessee repeater. And they was in there last night having check-ins and stuff on Friday night, was giving away a radio. And believe it or not, from Fountain Inn to Knoxville, Tennessee, I checked in that repeater last night with my Kenwood TS-2000. On RF.
When conditions are right, I have seen this repeater keyed up from Florida. So I do believe it. Just have to watch out for the conditions. Well, let me run eat real quick, and I'll listen up for you. Take care of yourself, and do play the messages. Like I said, that's what he's put them on there for. And we would love for as many people as possible to understand how it works and be able to use it. Take care of yourself. Talk to you soon. WD4DYH, going to eat.
Money, grab your bite to eat. WD4DYH, KN4UBG, 73s. I'll holler back at you in a little while. And be good, and we'll talk at you in a little bit. KN4UBG, clear.